Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very interesting.
And we really are. We're having a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Barry Klitzberg, who is the Assistant Program Coordinator at the Nassau County HICAP Program. And I believe you want to go into preventive health?
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit about some preventive health services. We're going into the fall. There's a chill in the air. Please make sure you get your flu shot. Right. Flu is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, between the flu and the complications. If you are on Medicare, regardless of how you get your care, flu shot is covered 100%. No deductible, no copayment. Go for the flu shot. If you haven't gotten a pneumonia shot, talk to your doctor. I don't usually tell people to get a medical service. What I will frequently tell people is that these are covered services. The Medicare and You book, which everybody gets every year, has a list of all the preventive services, what your responsibility is financially. Many of them, zero responsibility, no deductible, no copayment. Talk to your doctor.
What about, could we throw the shingles shot in on that one?
That's not covered yet.
Not covered. But if you get the shingles, boy, it would have been worth every penny.
Absolutely,
you know,
I know.
To pay for it.
But talk to your doctor about all of these preventive services. Bring the book in. Obviously, some services wouldn't be necessary, you know, but many of them are. The doctor can tell you what you should get. He has your record. He can tell if you've gotten a pneumonia shot in the past, a shingle shot, which isn't covered but and is on the expensive side, but it really can help prevent a horrible illness.
Yeah, I mean, I know a few people have had shingles, and it was a long-term, multiple months of agony.
You know, I'm familiar with that, and you know, mammographies for women, covered, prostate exams for men, cancer screenings, diabetes self-management. There's a whole chapter in the Medicare and You book about preventive health, so I'm going to recommend to everybody to take a look at it, bring it to your doctor, get these services. All right.
Good thing.
Good.
The services, that's the most important thing that Barry, I think, is bringing to everybody's attention this morning. The services are out there.
Absolutely.
You have to, and Project Independence, like we do the flu shots, I think three or four of the senior centers around the town. What you got to do is call up. Call 311. I believe, Christina will talk later, I think you have to make an appointment because you can't have 20 people showing up at once. But you'll get the shot.
Yeah. I mean, all the major pharmacies, pretty much, you walk in, you're
they
Medicare,
do it now?
You'll get a, you can get your shingles.
Yeah, I mean,
not shingles, sorry.
The flu.
Flu, yeah.
Yeah. I go in every time I get a prescription filled. Do you want a shingle shot? And I say, I'm going to go to a senior health fair.
Yeah.
I don't have as long a wait.
Yeah.
Or the shingle shot would be given out?
No, that you got to get from your doctor.
Oh, okay.
And, again, I don't recommend services. Just
yeah, no, I can't. We know.
So, I mean, I've had it, and I probably am a candidate for it, too.
So. You had shingles?
I had the shot.
Oh, okay.
My daughter had shingles.
Yeah, I had the shot, and... Yeah. Your daughter had, then you know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not good.
No, it's a very painful, uncomfortable illness.
And I think it's a couple of $100 for the shot.
That's
which
what
is
it a lifetime shot?
It was, and now they come up with the new super shingle shot, Shinrix or something. I'm not sure what the correct name
There's
is.
There's a couple of names for the
vaccine. Yeah, for the new one now, which if you had the other one, on my understanding, and we're not medical experts here, but my understanding is if you had the shot more than 5 years ago, the original shingle shot, you should now get the next shingle shot, the super shingle shot, which you have to get in two stages. You get one, and then 6 months later, you get the next one. And it does have some side effects, which go away pretty quickly from what I hear. Again, I'm not a medical expert.
Right.
This is a conversation. But these are things I've heard and worth looking into, in my opinion, because that's a very bad thing, shingles. not good. You know, we talked a little offline about one of the other problems friends of mine have run into, and that is when they get in an emergency room and they're in there on Medicare, and now all of a sudden they have to stay there. But there's a way that I'm not an authority on that you should get admitted into the hospital so you wind up being covered and not getting a huge bill. Yeah. And I'm talking huge. These are now, you get into thousands of dollars if you're not admitted the right way.
Well, this has been a problem for a few years. And I think the federal government, maybe 5 years ago, was not even aware of this issue. What happens is a lot of people get admitted to the hospital or go into the hospital and stay there from the emergency room in observation status. We're going to keep you here to observe you. But they're not formally admitted. So your hospital insurance won't cover it. It's covered under the medical insurance, which is an 80% coverage unless you've got a supplemental plan. But so a lot of people wound up with a pretty substantial bill because they were not admitted. And also, and this is even more critical for a lot of folks, the Medicare requirement of being admitted to the hospital for 3 days, not including discharge day, if you have to go to a rehab or skilled nursing facility for continued care and therapy. Medicare requires you be there for 3 days as an inpatient. If your doctor hasn't admitted you because you're an observation, you don't meet that 3 day requirement. So people are going into a skilled nursing facility thinking they had that 3 day coverage. They didn't.
Right.
So the nursing facility is billing them astronomical amounts. So what I tell people is if you have to go into a hospital and you have to stay overnight, talk to either your doctor or the doctor that is overseeing your care, the attending physician there, to make sure that you're admitted, that you're actually admitted. Now, a regulation was put through about 2 years ago called MOON, Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice. And if you're in the hospital for 2 nights, you are considered deemed as an inpatient. So, but again, I think people should know that they have to talk to whatever doctor is caring for them, that make sure you are admitted if there's any possibility that you're going to have rehabilitation afterwards.
That's a very important point.
And you get a notice also.
I'm not on Medicare. And I was in the hospital like 3 or 4 months ago. And I was either 3 or 4 nights in observation. It was all paid for because my wife's insurance is very good. Because they didn't know whether it should be urology or neurology admits me. And honestly, it went on for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I had a room and everything. I was in a room.
Urology and neurology?
Yeah, urology and neurology.
So they had you coming and going. Yeah.
It was amazing. And nobody would, pull the trigger one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And then finally I was discharged. But it really, the whole time was up. It's a whole separate floor. A whole separate floor. But it was, I had a private room and everything, but I wasn't admitted.
And if you needed rehabilitation, if you're on Medicare, they would have denied payment because of that.
That's a big thing, too, because I know people, the one that I know about, heard about last week, $18,000 bill, for whatever, I don't know. But, because I've done this, they think I'm an expert. I'm not an expert. I tell them to call HICAP.
Well, that makes you an expert. If you know who to call, you're an expert. Yeah.
Well, I tell a lot of people to call, whether they do or not.
I get calls from people. Now, I just want to put in a plug with our phone number.
Yes.
Yeah, our number. If you have questions about Medicare, whether you're going on to it or if you need information about your plan or you have any questions about any of the services, you can call us at 516-485-3754. That's 485-3754. And one of our counselors can help you. We have counselors just about every day. If you call and we're busy, you'll get the voicemail. You'll hear my voice again, and we will call you back. I have a little OCD about returning calls, so I will call you back. Sometimes I even check my voicemail on the weekend, so when I come in Monday morning, first thing I do is go call people back.
Okay. See, that's the old school. We believe that you should return somebody's phone call. And I'm not knocking any of the young people here because I'm sure that they return people's phone calls. But there is definitely an epidemic of people not returning phone calls.
That's true.
Yeah. But I think what's important for people to understand is that this high cap is no cost. It's not a profit-making venture, and his income requirements are not involved.
We don't we do ask that, but only as a screening for other programs that might assist people.
Okay.
So I'll ask people, and I'll say, look, I'm not being nosy, but you may be eligible for the Medicare Savings Program to get help with your premiums or your drugs. So I'll ask for that. But in terms of calling for assistance, we cannot charge. We're funded by the federal government, so we don't charge. Some of the other programs at Family and Children's might have a sliding scale for their fees. Like the bill payer program may have a very small fee. ICEP, Extended In-Home Services for the Elderly, is a program to assist people who are not eligible for Medicaid but are close, so they might be able to get some in-home assistance. And there are a few different organizations within Nassau that runs that program. We do. We also have an Alzheimer's caregiver, an Alzheimer program, which there's no charge. So we have a lot of different programs that people can call. If you call the number I gave you and you tell me what the issue is, I'll tell you where you can get that help.
Right.
Sometimes we can't, but we can tell
you where to go. The most important thing of any phone call that a senior makes is finding direction. At the end of the day, that's all they're looking for. Guess
right.
what? You got a good spot. You call this place. You go here. You got to put their direction lists. And when you're lost, and if you're not feeling well, it's the emptiest feeling in the world.
And also when you're not feeling well, that's the worst time to get advice.
Right, right.
Because sometimes you might take the advice that works best for you at the time, but in the long run, may not.
Right.
Or
right.
it may not even work for you for the condition you have. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are scamming people, and that's where we met, by the way, doing those... Doing the scams,
right,
yeah.
Right.
There are a lot of scams
that's
out
right.
there.
That's right, okay.
There are people who are looking to sell a product, and that's their concern. It's not a scam. They're selling a legitimate product, but it may not be the product that works best for you or may not help you at all.
Right.
So these are all things to consider, yeah.
Not a scam, just... plain old ripping people off.
Well, no, not necessarily. Sometimes
yeah.
they're selling
well,
a legitimate
I mean, they're selling,
product.
Right.
But they're looking to make a sale,
yeah.
and it's legit. The product is real. But, you know, they're going to tell you what they think you want to know.
Yeah, just one thought.
It's a quickie.
Yeah. Plan G is an example. From what I can gather, all right, and please correct this if it's wrong, if you can afford to pay the premium up front, and the coverage is such that you don't have to worry about any big bills coming along. Is that what you should do?
Well, I'm not going to endorse a product.
Right.
That's
we
the
only
first
have
thing.
A second on it.
Yeah,
but
okay.
You got to call us. We
yeah.
can
okay.
work you through it.
Right,
you
know, okay.
Call HICAP directly. We have to
right.
take a break now. You listen to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We want to thank Barry very, very much. We'll be right back.